It's been nearly a year since Boise experienced one of the most shocking crimes in the city's history. The mass stabbing on that final day in June left physical and mental wounds that have begun to heal. But as James Dawson reports, there's still a lingering pain. And just a warning to listeners, this story does describe acts of violence.
It was a perfect sunny summer day last year when this quiet apartment complex off of State Street would become one of Boise's most gruesome crime scenes.
People were scattered across the apartment complex, both within apartments themselves, lying in the street, and in the walkways.
That's Boise Police Chief Bill Bones describing the scene at a news conference the following day. A 30-year-old homeless man named Timmy Kinner had been staying with someone at the complex that week, prosecutors say, but he was eventually kicked out. The next day, he slashed his way through a child's birthday party, according to police. The 3-year-old birthday girl, Ruya Kadir, was dressed as a Disney princess, surrounded by friends. She later died from her wounds, while 8 other children and adults were treated at local hospitals.
This was a brutal crime, not just against the individuals involved, but against the families and the very fabric of our community.
Ruya's mother, Beefy Two, has since sued the owner and property manager of the apartment complex, Kinner, and the person who let him stay there. That suit is ongoing, as is the criminal case against Kinner. He's been deemed mentally unfit to stand trial, for now. In April, a judge issued a gag order forbidding any potential witness in the case from talking to the media.
I got a call from family and friends and mentioning that there was an attack.
Al-Waleed Abdullah wasn't at the Wiley Lane apartment complex that evening. He works 2 night shift jobs, one as a caregiver and another as a supervisor for a local janitorial company. His family and friends told him fellow Iraqi refugees got hurt in the attack. Abdullah escaped violence in Baghdad, where his aunt was murdered.
I felt really shocked because we didn't expect such a thing to happen in Boise. Consider Boise is very safe.
When he left work the next morning, Abdullah took flowers to a makeshift memorial near the scene. All of this happened just 2 days before he and his now wife Fatima Aboud were supposed to get married. They postponed the wedding for a couple months out of respect for their friends recovering in the hospital. Aboud says it took her a while to feel safe again, but these last few weeks have had her on edge. At night, she hears noises that trigger a panic, and she calls her husband at work.
I have to keep all the doors shut, and even when it's shut, like, I don't feel safe here. Like, I feel like someone's gonna come and do something.
Aboud says other members of the refugee community were worried about things others take for granted.
They felt like really scared to go to the car and drive their car to work. So they let like their daughter or son watch them go in the car and leave.
Some got to the point where they thought about moving away from the city entirely.
They like wanted to, they were thinking of Boise is not safe anymore, and stay
angry maybe or something or sad, and you know, but with time they know they couldn't find a better place than Boise, you know.
Support groups responded immediately to the stabbing. Tamara Venegas oversees Boise School District's Counseling and Social Work Division.
Many of those students were in summer school, so they did have access to school counselors and school social workers both. And then the refugee agencies set up private individual counseling for the families and the children.
A groundswell of local donations followed. The International Rescue Committee raised more than $445,000 in the months after the attack. About a third of that has been spent so far on living expenses for the victims and adapting a new home for a family living with lingering physical problems. The rest of the fund will be doled out based on the extent of injuries they suffered. A group of tax and trust lawyers are donating their time pro bono to help. In the meantime, the refugee community and Boise at large will be remembering Ruya, as they did at the memorial, the little girl who loved pink and purple flowers.
Her name in Turkish means dream. And she came to us like a dream, and she left as quickly as a dream.
James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.